As the border region continues to be at the center of the political debate in Washington, those who live there are the ones who feel its effects. For Hendricks College biology professor Matthew Moran, the tiny town of Boquillas has provided a lens into those effects throughout the 20 years he's been bringing students to the biologically diverse region. I spoke with him more about it via Skype.
So Boquillas sits right on the south bank of the Rio Grande, and it has the really amazing backdrop of the Cerro del Carmen Mountains in Mexico behind it. And if you look forward, you see the Chisos mountain range in the on the U.S. side. So you have this really nice contrast of the river flowing by and all the green vegetation along the river and these beautiful desert cliffs in various directions around you. And then just to the east where the river flows is Boquillas Canyon, which is a 1,000-foot deep canyon.
And you've been taking students there for decades, it sounds like, and studied the sort of ecological, the economic value of the region. Tell us a little bit about the biodiversity of this place.
Sure. So the area is located in the Chihuahuan Desert, which is one of the really high biodiversity deserts in the world, one of the top two or three probably. And this part of the Chihuahuan Desert is particularly biodiverse. So you have a lot of elevational gradients in the area, so from very low to very high elevations. And that creates a lot of different habitats for different species. So there are 400 species of birds that have been recorded there, which is actually the highest number in the whole United States. And we have habitats going from very, very dry, low desert up to alpine-type habitats, all in a very small area. So it's geographically diverse, and also biologically diverse.
And that makes it such a beautiful place as well, I'm sure.
Does indeed, yes.
Yeah. So you have been there recently, and you talked about this effort there by the people in Boquillas to adapt for ecotourism, right? So tell us a little bit about how that industry has worked in this place and how it's changed over the years, sort of in reaction to the political landscape of the U.S.
So Boquillas was originally a mining town. And of course, the mines played out over time, and then it declined down almost to zero in the 60s. But then in the 80s and 90s, it began to rebound when tourists began to go across the river to mostly to have lunch at one of the restaurants that opened there and have a beer in the bar and buy some crafts and that sort of thing. And then in 2002, this was an unofficial border crossing. There's no agent there at the time. After the terrorism attacks, they closed the border until 2013. So for about 11 years, you could not go to Boquillas legally. And it really devastated the economy of the town because the town was so dependent upon tourism.
So people couldn't cross anywhere near the town?
No, the nearest legal crossing is 100 miles in either direction. And from Mexico, it's also a very long journey over rough roads. So there is no way to get there easily except through Big Bend National Park. So some lobbying of some local people, they created this remote border crossing where you talk to a border agent who's in El Paso, and they scan your passport, and now you can cross again. So now the town really rebounded, and the restaurants reopened. People began coming again. To give you an example, last year there were 11,000 people visited Boquillas.
Wow.
It's a town of less than 300 people, so that's a lot of people coming there.
Huh.
So that really helped return the economy back to its former condition. And then there's been a lot of conservation efforts on the Mexican side to protect landscapes in that region because it is a very biodiverse area. And some local tour companies have taken interest in bringing visitors there to see the biodiversity on the Mexican side of the border as well as the U.S. side. So there's things like taking canoe trips on the Rio Grande, hiking into the nearby mountains in Mexico, also visiting some of the historical sites like the old mines. And it's a really remote rural part of Mexico. So they're sort of touting it as showing this, if you will, this version of Mexico, of kind of the old Mexico, if you will, because it hasn't really changed much in the last century.
So this ecotourism industry that's doing so well right now, how has it changed the situation, changed life for the residents there?
Yeah, so what's happening is a lot of the residents, or at least some of them, have become guides with some of the companies that are involved. So one of the people I met there, he guides tourists down the river on the canoe trips. Other people in town will do guided hikes into the canyon or into the mountains nearby. I took one. The guy who owns the grocery store in town took me on a hike into Boquillas Canyon, which and talked about the history of the region and the hopes for the future. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of in its embryonic stage where people are starting to learn the jobs and the money that can be made in the ecotourism business and starting to learn how to do that with visitors.
Right. But there is this threat of a border wall, right? What's the reaction from people there?
Yeah, the border wall for Boquillas, it really represents what could be the end of their lifestyle, because without people crossing the border to visit, they do not have really a viable economy. When the border was closed for those 11 years, almost everybody left because there was no work. Mm-hmm. Most of the families have returned now, and they see the tourism as a future. But those opportunities need to have a viable open border. And I think that's one of the things I really wanted to stress with this is that the irony is that an open border in this area might be more secure than a wall. Because when you have, economic activity occurring across the border, you actually have incentive for both sides of the border to keep it safe and secure. And if you close the border by building a large wall, then you, in many ways, you create a situation where people that could be working together now are working for different interests.
All right. That's Matthew Moran, a professor of biology at Hendricks College. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor.
Thank you very much for having me.